Okay, Chevra, so last time we learned, we spoke about the Taisvis in Avodah Zarah on Lamed Gimel Mebeis, who develops a Yesod that Stam Kelim are Einam B'nei Yoman, Stam Kelim Shal Nachrim and not B'nei Yoman, which is fundamentally a Yesod of a Svek Sveka. The Svek Sveka is that I'm not sure if the Kelim was used in 24 hours. Imtim Tzolomar, the Kelim was used in the last 24 hours, it's entirely possible that the keli was used with something that would be pogim this particular machol, and therefore it's a svek sveka, and therefore we pass in Se'ev Zayin, the Stam Kelim Shal Nachrim Einam B'nei Yoman, and in Se'ev Ches we pass in, based on the svek sveka, Hu Hadin Stam Kelim Shal Yisrael is Einam B'nei Yoman. And last time we learned, we noted that the Rush in Avodah Zarah, Siman Lamed Hey, develops a Yisod that we don't even have to ask a Kfela Arma'a. In the case of Stam Kelim, Einam B'nei Yoman, you don't even ask a Kfela if there's if he tastes it or not. The Rush says it's all going to be fine. And we had two possibilities within the Rush why we don't ask a Kfela. One possibility is that it's considered a Svek Sveka, which means it's no Leidos HaSafek Klal B'Ikar. And since it's no Leidos HaSafek, you don't even have to be Mevarer. And the second possibility that we developed is that perhaps Kfela will not help in this case, because what's the Kfela going to say? The Kfela is going to say, you know what, doesn't taste like anything? Well, it could be it doesn't taste like anything, because the guy who used the pot in the last 24 hours used it for food that has exactly the same flavor as what you're eating now. So therefore, it's really treif. But the fact that the kfela doesn't taste anything is not a raya. That was the way we presented it last time. And we also noted that the nafgamina between these two presentations within the Rush is whether you have to try to be mevarer al yedei a Yisrael. In other words, although Shulchan Aruch and Se'ef Zayin says that Stam Kelim Shal Nachrim Einam B'nei Yoman, and Se'ef Ches it says Stam Kelim Shal Yisrael Einam B'nei Yoman, it's entirely possible that there's a slight difference lahalacha between Se'ef Zayin and Se'ef Ches, whereas in Se'ef Zayin you do not try to be mevare, are they asking the guy, because it's the Shach and the Taz note against the Maharshal, Asher Pihem Diber Shav, right? That the Goyim are known not to tell the truth, but nonetheless, in Se'ef Ches we have to try to be mevarer. This is what we pointed out last time. However, if we are correct that a possibility within the Rush is that Svek Sveka is not a Leidos HaSafik Klav Ikar, so therefore there'd be no need, even in Se'ef Ches, to try to be mevarer al yedei Yisrael, because Svek Sveka, you don't have to be mevarer ki huzeh. And there would be no difference between Birur al yedei Te'imas Kfela and Birur al yedei She'ela. They are both unnecessary. Now, most Achrayinim accept the tshuva of the Be'er Sheva, that the Pesachei Tshuva Se'ef Katan Vav says, and therefore you have to try to be Mevarer al yedei She'elas Yisrael. And they say that maybe what the Rush means is that you don't have to do a kfela because that is not considered efshar levrurei bekal. You only have to try to be mevare if it's relatively easy. If it's difficult, birur, you don't have to do it. Asking Yisrael is easy, kfela is hard. This is, I think, standard taira. Ayin beyor hagra. The Goyin over here, I'm in Kuf Chafalof, that's why I'm not finding it. The Goyin over here notes, look at this Goyin. Uz Chafalof, Kishen, right? Just like Stam Kelim of Nachum named B'nei Yoman, so also Kelim of B'nei Yisrael are Einam B'nei Yoman. So the Goyin writes, Mehai Taimaha now, the Svek Svekahu. Even though you could ask him the shayla, came into svek svekahu mutter. Daha gam b'shal akum efshar ayyadei kfeila arma'a k'moshe kosev harash ala de insal. Meaning, the goyin is saying that you don't have to ask the Jew if he used it within the last 24 hours. Because just like the Rush told me that you don't have to be mevara ayyadei akfela, you also do not have to be mevara ayyadei she'ela. So the Gon in Oschof Aleph is disagreeing with the Be'er Sheva that I quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva. And the Gon says you don't have to be mevara, but the Gon, there is no distinction between Efshel of Rurei Bekal and whether it's a difficult birur. For the Gon, fundamentally, Svek Sveka is something that does not require any any beaver at all. L'cha'ayra, the going is correct. The going is correct. Or, I'll say it like this. L'cha'ayra, the going is correct within the rush. Kefi shehirgilanu maran hagridas. Let's explain. Look back in Simen Kuf Yud, Se'if Ches. In Kuf Yud, Se'if Ches, there are two opinions as to whether we apply the rule of Sveka by a Davashi Yishal Matirin. Davashi Yishal Matirin, we're going to see that we're Mahmir, that we don't apply the rule of Safek Dirabanan Lahakel by Davashi Yishal Matirin. Beitzer Shanold of Yantiv, it's an Isser Dirabanan. But because all you got to do is wait a little bit for it to be mutter, so I'm not going to apply the rule of Safek Durabanan Lahakel, right? If Beit HaShanota B'Safek Yantiv Bein HaShmashas, whatever it is, so therefore I assume Safek Durabanan Lahachmir by a Davashi Yishol Matirin. What about by a Svek Sveka? So the Mordechai is Machmir, the Rosh is Mekel. That's all in the Gra. In Simen Kuf Yod Se'if Ches. It's two opinions in the Ramah over there. The Ramah sounds like you should be Machmir on it. But the Gra says it's a Machlokas Mordechai and Rosh. The Rav explained, and it's found in the book Shi'urei Herb. Herb was the same person as the Rav. It's amazing. Kereish Beis is like either Herb or the Rav. Mestamat's the same person. Kanir'eh. But in the Shi'urei HaRav, page Shin Mem Gimel, he explains that there's really a fundamental machlokes between the Mordechai and the Rosh. You see, the Mordechai tells me that the reason why Svek Sveka is going to be mutter is because, you know what, by a Safek, you should be Machmir. By a Svek Sveka, you're going to be Mekel. In other words, that even if there was a hachra'a by a suffik to be machmir, by a svek sveka you could be mekel. It's a rule in the hachra'as ha-suffik. If that's the case, so the Mordechai would say, again, this is the way the Rav explains it, the Mordechai would say that by yadav sheyesh lo matirin, that the rule is, I'm not allowed to be machria that suffik lahakel, because by yadav sheyesh lo matirin, all you have to do is wait. So therefore, we don't have the ability to be machri al hakel. So even svek sveka by davashi yeshal matirin, we're going to be machmir. However, the Rav explains on page Shin Mem Gimel and Shigrei Harav that the Rosh disagrees with the Mordechai, and the Rosh holds that svek sveka is going to be matir a davashi yeshal matirin. V'ha hezber is because a svek sveka is not considered a leidas hasafek bichlal. Since a svek sveka is not a leidas hasafek at all, so even by a davashi yeshal matirin, where I'm not allowed to be machria, right? Sometimes there is no leidas hasafek. No, this yisod of leidas hasafek is a very important yisod. Just to say it in a humorous sort of way, roiv is machria svekos. No, but sometimes something is not a suffik and you don't even follow roiv. Right, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman famously quipped that how come we don't all become Christians? Because Rove of the world is Christian and the Miyot is Jewish. Why don't they say, Azlinan Basaruba? The Teretz is that you only follow Rove when there's a suffix, no? If there's no Leidas HaSuffix, Klal V'Iker, so you're not going to follow Rove. Right? I think the idea of not having a Leidas HaSuffix is a very intriguing possibility, and if there's no leidas hasafik at all by a svek sveka, the way we tried to say it yesterday is that svek sveka is two jumps, and the din of suffik is like a din, that on one jump you have to apply rules, but by two jumps it's not a leidas hasafik b'chlal, so even davar sheyesh lo matirin we could be meko on, and if that's the case by svek sveka, you don't even have to try to be mevarer. Trying to be mevarer is the equivalent of using a roiv. Right? You try to come up with some birur. Right? Rova is a mevarer, no? But I don't have to do a mevarer by a svek sveka. I think this is Judaism 101. Weiter. Judaism 102. Hey, Judaism 102. Ready? Stam kelim shel bnei Yisrael einam bnei Yomban. In the side of my Shulchan Aruch, I have a comment from the Chidushei HaGershuni. The Chidushei HaGershuni, I think, is from Gershon Ashkenazi, who he is the same person about the Tshuvas Avodas HaGershuni, no? That's the Chidushei HaGershuni. So the Chidushei HaGershuni says that he found in the Ksav Yad on the Shach of his Rebbe Reb Wolf, Alizash. Right? The Chidushei HaGershuni's Rebbe Reb Wolf Alizash had a Shach, and on the side of the Shach, Reb Wolf Alizash quoted his own Rebbe, who's known as Reb Gershon Yazya. That Reb Gershon Yazya says that when I say Stam Kalim are Einam B'nei Yoman, that's only in a situation where I do not know if I use the Kalei B'chlal. Meaning, let's say I have a pot of meat, and I stirred the meat with a spoon. And the spoon that I used is a Milchige spoon. But I don't know that I cooked milchiks in the last 24 hours. So b'kahai gavna, that is called a stam kelim ein b'nei yoman shayla, and then I'm making. However, says the Avodas HaGershuni b'shem whatever Gershon Yazya, right? He says that let's say you know you used a spoon for milchiks in a kli rishon in the last 24 hours. You just don't remember which spoon you used. So then b'kahai gavna, you can't be making. Right, that's already earth-shaking when you think about it, no? This shayla comes up all the time. I have a fleishik pot, and I use it with a milchik spoon. So you would be inclined to say, mutter, 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 stam kelim einam b'nei yoman. Says Reb Gershon Yazya, no, you can't be mekel. Because if you know you used a milchik spoon the last 24 hours, you just don't remember which one, so then you have to be machmir. What's the hezber hadavar? So in the Chelkas Binyamin, he quotes that this is called a Safek Echad Beguf, Safek Echad B'Ta'aruvis. Let's explain. We're Mekon on Svek Sveka. Mekon Svek Sveka. But a Svek Sveka is that I have a piece of Isser that fell into one Ta'aruvis. And then one thing from Taruvus A falls into Taruvus B. That's called a Svek Sveka. Both Svekos are Svekos in Taruvus. Or both Svekos are Svekos on the guf of the item. In other words, you're not sure if it is a problem or not a problem. Im Tim Saloma, you think it's a problem, perhaps it's some other kula. Right? Two Svekos on the guf are mutter, two Svekos on Taruvus are mutter. But Safik Echa Begov, Safik Echa B'Taruvus, it says in Kolei Svek Sveka, in Simen Kuf Yud Se'if Tes, that we are not make on Safik Echa Begov, Safik Echa B'Taruvus. The Mechaber tells me I am not make on. The Badei HaShulchan over there, he notes that many assume this is a Din D'Rabbanan, and the Din D'Rabbanan is because it doesn't look to people like it's a Svek Sveka. Right? People are going to say, oh, what's the issue over here? Oh, maybe an Isser fell? Oh, that's one suffix. You have to be machmir. They're not going to know, oh, it was a suffix iser to begin with, no? So if a suffix iser falls into taruvus, I am not mekel. That's called suffix echad beguf, suffix echad b'ta'aruvus. Let me just finish the sentence, and then, so hu hadin, says the Chelkas Binyamin, this is the pshat in Reb Gershon Yazya. Because what I have over here is a milchik spoon, or potentially milchik spoon, that's stuck into a fleishik pot. Now, I don't know, maybe the spoon that went into the fleishik pot might be pogim, because perhaps there was a davar hapogim in the spoon beforehand, and whatever milchik was in the spoon will give bad flavor into the fleishiks. So that's a suffix on the guf. But I also have a suffix on the ta'aruvus of the spoon, because I don't know which spoon it was. So suffix echa b'guf, suffix echa b'ta'aruvus, I'm not megal. That's why the Chalkas Binyamin explains this chiddush of the Avodas HaGershuni.
He didn't say it here. Where does he say
it? In other words, over here says, the Chidushei HaGershuni says that if I know I cooked milchiks in the last 24 hours, and I just don't know if I used this spoon or I didn't use this spoon, so in that situation I have to be machmir. I don't say stam kelam einam b'nei yoman.
Where's the Chalkas
Binyamin?
Right here.
The Chalkas Binyamin right over here. If you want, I could give you even a sifkatin. If you're in a good mood, I could give you a sifkatin on this. Sifkatin lamir vav in the Chalkas Binyamin. Okay. And he's masber that this is based on Safik Echabagov, Safik Echabataruvis. Now, if this is correct, so then perhaps we could be makel as Talmidim of Yeshiva Sabin and Yitzchak Ochanan. Because if you look in the book Nefesh Herb, right? So in the Nefesh Harav, Rav Shechter quotes that the Rav used to be Mekel on Safik Echa Begov, Safik Echa B'Tayruvus. He said he like had a tradition to be Mekel on the Shaila against the Pashtus and Shulchan Aruch. This is a very common Shaila that comes up in Shlachtoisen, no? You shecht an animal and you have some Shaila on the animals, animal kosher or not. And before you have a chance to be mevara the shayla, right, it gets nisarev in many other animals in the shlafka. So what's the din in that case, right? B'chari, that's a safek echad b'gov, safek echad b'taruvis, right? Again, assuming it's not the type of item that can't be batal, like a chatich ru'i or a hiskabit or the like. So the Rav said that you could be mekel on those shaylas against the Shulchan Aruch. Mr. Rosenzweig.
This may be just a very simple question, but why is this not like similar to Tisha Chanius? You know, why don't you just go based on road, based on the fact that most of your flatware?
Remember, because we paskin that you need shishim. Let's say you need shishim to be batal. It's not a tarubis of yavesh, but yavesh, whatever the reason. I mean, like, kuftesvaros, but yes. Okay? Correct? I got it right?
I think you said something at the end about
if you have more food. Gershing Yazia? Yeah. It could be. Okay. So that's one issue that we wanted to be mevarer. Next. Now let's move on to Shulchan Aruch. We'll skip Se'ifches because we'll encounter that in the Simon Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin. Se'iftes and Yod, etc. is as follows. What about Kelim of Yisrael Bebeso Shel Nachri? Stam Kelim Shel Nachrim Einam B'nei Yayman, because it's a Svek Sveka. Therefore, the Mordechai in Simon Tav Tav Lamed Beis Tav Tav Lamed Gimel Vavoydeh Zarah, the Mordechai says, if I send a knife to be sharpened by a guy, and the guy gives me the knife back the same day, so I don't have the Svek Sveka because you don't have the suffix that's in the Ben Yayman. Maybe the guy didn't use the knife. You give the guy the knife to sharpen it. Mehechatesi, the guy used the knife. Says the Mordechai, come on, everyone uses knives, so therefore you have to be machmir. Now, that's Tav Tav Lamed Beis in the Mordechai. Tav Tav Lamed Gimel in the Mordechai quotes a Rash Mi Buvarnik or something, that the Rash Mi Buvarnik says, no, you could shtel on the chazaka that the keli is mutter. The keli that I sent the guy was a kosher keli beforehand. I could shtel on the chazaka, the cheskes kashas of the keli. Now, in Tav Tav Lamed Beis, where the Mordechai is machmir, the Mordechai is actually super duper machmir. Actually, would people mind if we go overtime with Davin Mincha later? If I just have like 5 more minutes, I'd like to finish Kuf Tav Beis. Okay. So in Tav Tav Lamed Beis, the Mordechai quotes a line from the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rabbeinu Tam said that we are more machmir of on the keli shel Yisrael that's given to a goy than we are on a keli shel goy. On a keli shel goy, I'll say stam keli meina b'nei yaman, and it's going to be mutter. But we are more machmir over here. Now it's hard to know what it means that we are more machmir over here. It's hard to know exactly what the Mordechai means with that line, b'shem de Rabbi Nitam, but such exists in the Mordechai. Now, the Iser v'heter ha'arach in Klal Lamed Gimel, it's Osiel's Tesazayin and onward. The Iser v'heter ha'arach says that what the Rabbeinu Tam means is that even b'di'evet, if I use the knife, let's say, again, I give a knife to a guy to sharpen, and I take the knife back the same day, even b'di'evet, if I use the knife, it's going to be treif. The food that I cut with the knife is going to be treif. That's what the Iser v'heter ha'arach says. Now, the difficulty is that the same Iser v'heter ha'arach who's super duper machmir on the knives is megal when he, in the next paragraph, it's like paragraph Yud Zayin Yud Ches, and the next paragraphs in the Iser v'heter, he quotes the same Rash Mi Buvarnik, who says that you can shtel on the cheskes heter of the keli. And halo davarhu, it's really hard to figure out what's going on here. Now, there is a daya that I find interesting, although I didn't see it quoted. There's a daya. It's Samin Lamed Gimel, I'm sorry, I said Lamed Zayin, it's Samin Lamed Gimel in the Iser v'heter ha'aruch. ICI's Tesvav and following. The
not Lamed Gimel?
It's Lamed Gimel. Yeah, I think so. I was looking at Lamed Zayin. Yeah, it's Lamed Gimel Os Tes Zayin and follow. The is Stira basically. On the one hand, I shtal on the Chazaka that the keli is mutter. On the other hand, I'm machmir that even the food is going to be osir. So what do I do? So there seems to be a number of mahalchem over here. The Zer Zahav, who's the commentary on the bottom of the Iser v'heter, and I did not see this quoted in Poskim, but I like it. Sounds good to me. The Zer Zahav writes that there's a difference between knives and other kelim. You see, other kelim, you have, the way the Zer Zahav explains it, other kelim, sometimes I need a big pot, sometimes I need a little pot, sometimes I need a pot that's this size, sometimes I need a pot that's that size. There are different pots for different types of cooking. And therefore, you don't assume that the goy used your pot. But a knife is a knife is a knife, says the Zer Zahav. And therefore, since a knife is a knife is a knife, you have to assume that the goy used the knife. We had a similar idea in Sadi Vav that we saw stam knives are dirty, stam kelim are clean. Knives are used more often. Im kenim hadavarim. So then the Zer Zahav is basically saying a yesod. Zer Zahav is saying a yesod that you know what, by knives I have to be machmir. And I'm not going to shtel on the chazaka. Because I only shtel on the chazaka when I don't have much of a full-fledged suffix. Or, I'll say it like this. If it's a knife that you gave, and mistumba, the regilus is that they're going to use the knife, so therefore, I don't shtal on the chazaka of the keli. But if it's any other keli, I shtal on the chazaka. That's what the Zer Zahav says. Now, that's actually an interesting approach. But again, I mentioned most poskim don't say it. The Shach in Ois Ches, I believe, has a different mahalach over here. The Shach is basically saying, and this sounds like mamish counterintuitive, that the food is going to be treif, but the keli is going to be kosher. No? The Shach says that, yeah, the Iser v'heter ha'aruch says that the food is treif. The Rash Mi Buvarnik says if the keli is kosher, we shtel on the chazaka. The answer is I shtel on the chazaka on the keli, but not on the food. What's the svara? So in the Chokas Binyomin, he says something to the effect of, this is Sif Katin Memvav, that we don't, a suffix Garua doesn't count as a suffix. So the suffix of Duma Lo Hishtamish Bekeli is not a good suffix at all. However, therefore, the food is going to be usher. However, the Sivara that the Keli may not have been used. So that Sivara is a better Sivara. In Sifkatim Memvav, in the Chokas Bin Yomen, he writes, the suffix that you didn't use the keli is a bad suffix because you used the keli. Mistumba, it was usher, so therefore the maicho is going to be a suffix. It's going to be a problem. Masha inking the ingin hakeli achar shehias me'es la'es, since there is no suffix do'iraisa after 24 hours have passed, so therefore you don't even have to kasher the keli, says the shach. The keli is going to be mutter after 24 hours have elapsed, but the food is going to be treif. That is the divrei hashach over here, as the Chalkas Bin Yomin explains it. The Taz seems to have a different hesber about how we can reconcile these theories. The Taz says that, you know what? The Rashmi Buvarnik is talking about if B'shogeg I ended up leaving a keli by the guy. I intended on picking the keli up. I forgot it. I'm in the guy's house for whatever the reason, I forgot my keli. B'kahai gavna, I can rely on the cheskes hakeli. However, if I'm a bum and I give a keli to a guy to repair it, and I give the keli to the guy and I don't leave proper simanim on the keli, it says an ayin dalet amid beis in Avodah Zorah that Rava sent some kelim of yayin and Rava did a chosam betol chosam on the kelim. Rashi says you need chosam betol chosam. Tosis over there in ayin dalet amid beis says only one chosam is necessary. There's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch over here sounds like one chosam is necessary. In Kuf Lamed Vav, it sounds like you need two chosamos. Whatever, be it as it may, you're a bum. You're not supposed to leave kelim by goyim. You left a keli by your goy, so therefore we're not going to allow any kulas. So the Rabbeinu Tam is more machmi on the kelim shel Yisrael, says the Taz, because you are a jerk. You are not supposed to leave the keli by a guy. However, if it happened, so then I can be mako, that's the hesber of the Taz. Okay. The Taz has some other hesberim. He says, maybe certain kalim. Oh, we'll talk about that more in a second. Okay, so we'll leave it like this. It seems like there's a machlekes between the Shach and the Taz. Now, bidi yevet. If I left kelim by a goy, so what happens? I'm not supposed to do it. Let's say b'diyevet, I did it. So, according to the Shach, and the Shach's read of the Rambah, and the Pri Chodesh and the Chachmason, the Aruch HaShulchan, all pass in this way, b'diyevet can be made on the kelim. And the Cheshben over here is that although the Isser v'Heter HaAruch is Machmir, the Ra'ah disagrees, and you could rely on the Ra'ah that the kelim is going to be okay. That's halacha l'maisa. Am I allowed to do it l'chatchila, though? It would seem like I'm not supposed to. Now, the Mechaber, by the way, also seems this way. The Mechaber just writes, don't l'chatchila lead your kelim by goyim. It sounds like he's not worried about anything b'diyeved, which would be in accordance with this Shach, Chachmas Adam, Aruch HaShulchan, etc. What do we do if you have a babysitter, you have a nanny? So I had a very brief conversation. Jakey this morning said, use a nanny cam. That could work. A nanny cam l'cha'ora. Today they're much cheaper. It used to be that they were like expensive. You could have a nanny cam alternatively. right? It does say in the poskim that you have that you could set up a rule that the goyish babysitter or housekeeper should not wash any dishes, and all the dishes should dafka be left dirty. And you're not worried that they are going to use other kelim, because you don't really have to worry that the clean kelim is going to be used. Wow. Not 1,000,000% sure why not, but I don't know. I guess if all your kelim are dirty in the house and you have a kula, if every single pot that you own is dirty, maybe you could be mako. It seems to me like I was mako on this always with my babysitter, and my svar was that I live across the street, and I could come home anytime. And sometimes I dafka have a sefer at home. Let's say I didn't bring my chelkas binyam into the base medrash or something. So I dafka am going to run across the street to get a sefer. So that could help. The goy should not know how long you're going away for. The gra over here, the goyin, is mitzayin here. Gon oschav zayin. It's mamish a powerful gra. The gon oschav zayin writes that kemoshikasov avodazar daf samach tes. You see, it says from Shulchan Aruch that if I leave, the Mordechai writes, if I leave the night for a very short time, it's okay. I leave for chatzi yom, it's a problem. Right? If I leave for more than 24 hours, it's okay. That's basically the way it emerges. Now, what's the hesmer that if I leave for a very short time, it's okay? Obviously, you're not worried the guy's going to use it for a very short time. Madua. Says the Gra, look at Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Tes. The Mishnah over there says that Yotzei V'Nichnas helps by Yayin. The fact that I could come in means that the guy has a certain mirsis. And the guy, what?
Bailo Be'ir,
that type of idea. Again, Bailo Be'ir, the Chazanish assumes, is like a psychological mirsis that when she won't do anything, right? Rashi learns like you that Bailo Be'ir means the guy might show up at any moment. Right, but that's the svar of a mirsis. Once it's a mirsis, right, that helps. By the way, the svar of umen momara umnase, which usually is a kula in Yana Yeredeya, it's clear here in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't help, no? I give my knife to the knife sharpener, he's an umen. But I don't assume that's going to be okay. Because it's not going to shter his umnis if he uses my knife, apparently. His umnis is, right, if he does a bad job sharpening the knife, he'll lose his job. But if he uses my knife, he won't lose the job. But basically, mirsis can help. So if you can create a situation of a mirsis, that's great. And that would be the nanny cam. And that would be the fact that you could come back during the day. That seems to be the pashtus. If you didn't do it, so then we have to deal with b'di'evads, right? Are you allowed to do it l'chatriwa? One could argue that the whole situation is not l'chatriwa, but that you should try to get a Jewish babysitter, etc. But, okay, what can we do? Not so easy. Not so easy. Now, there are a few other issues that come up over here. There's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch between Kuf Lamed Vav and here. It says over here, if you leave the keli for a very short time, it's mutter. The Bach points out, and Kuf Lamed Vav, it says, if you leave the keli for a very short time, it's also usur. So Bach basically says, reject this entire din. No? The Bach says, reject this entire din. If it says in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Lamed Vav, more than 24 hours is going to be a problem also. It says over here, more than 24 hours is okay. So the Shach writes, you know what? By Klei Yayin, the din of 24 hours isn't Pogim the Yayin. So therefore, right, that's the Hesper. There are a number of other Hesberim that the Poskim give. The Taz says that it depends if you're sending the keli mechutz le'ir, as opposed to if you send the keli betoch le'ir. Alternatively, it could be there's a difference between kelim that you use all the time. When we say that you make until chatzi hayom, that's talking about those kelim that you only use at meal times, etc. Now, there is an intriguing kasha that the Zer Zohav on the Bama, the Isser Beheter HaAruch asks. He asks as follows. You know, the classic Mordechai over here says, if I leave the keli for a very short time, it's mutter. Chatzi yom, it's mutter. If I leave it for 24 hours or more, then it's mutter again. Now, zema'od lo mistaber, that I leave the keli for a longer amount of time, it becomes more mutter. Right? What the heck? No? How can it be more mutter? Ah, you're going to tell me it's eno ben yomo? Well, that's assuming that he used the keli the first moment he got it. Maybe he used the keli. Right, you were bothered by this, Kasha? Maybe use the keli after. So the Zer Zohav on the bottom of the Isser V'Heter, in Ois Gimel, he quotes a tshuva of the Tiferes Yosef, who says that the pshat in the Ramah, the pshat in the Mordechai, is as follows. If I tell the guy that I'm going to come and get the knife back, in half an hour, 40 minutes, no? You send the shoe to the shoemaker, you say, I'm coming back very soon to get it. So in that case, the guy's not going to use the knife because he thinks I'm coming back right away. I end up not picking it up for 2 days, 3 days. I don't have to wait that the guy used the keli because there's a mirsa, so I'm going to come back at any moment. So the guy's not going to use the keli. The only time it's going to be a problem, the Tiferes, what did we call him? The Tiferes Yosef says, the only time it's going to be a problem is if I tell the guy I'm not coming back for a day. Or I tell the guy I'm not, right? In other words, when the Ramah says I'm meikel if it's a day, that means I'm meikel if it's a day that I leave the keli by a guy and the guy thinks I could come back at any moment. Now, for some reason, there is a kula over here that let's say I pick up the keli from a guy and then I leave it by me for 24 hours, send the kahai gav and I'm going to be meikel. No? The shach pashim is like this kula in the Ramah. However, the bach is machmir. The bach says that there's no kula to be mashed the keli by you. There's a discussion between the bach and the taz. Can you be meikel on a kli cheres that I pick up and then the masha hit by me? The Taz is meikel on the kli cheres. He says, listen, you know the kli cheres, what, you're going to have to break the keli? Yeah, you can't do that. Right? So therefore, the Taz is meikel on kli cheres. The Ba is machmir even on kli cheres that requires shmira. I think we actually covered all of Kuf Chaf Beis that we're going to cover, and there's a lot of Gishmak Adinim over here, and thank you for indulging me to learn Kuf Chaf Beis. I'm Yirtzeh Hashem, I want to begin Kuf tomorrow.